Thanks. I have my poems on a napkin. And on a phone. So I don't want to go long. Okay. The tell. You can tell a princess with a solitary pea. You can tell a mother by the price of her jeans. You can tell we're Christian by how we sketch the witch. You'll find my cross smarts a bit like a switch. You'll know by the wars we like the most, the conclusions we draw, the verses we post. You can tell us by our vote the values that will hedge when we make you stand for the pledge. We call life the greatest mission. We start essays with definitions. Loyal to nothing on earth but certainty, our sins might rattle apathy. Victims might inspire your pity. Don't you worry. We know what we're doing. We know the martyr from the scapegoats. We'll know the innocent if they float. Unrest. Unrest at the school board meeting. Unrest at the school board meeting is in the still photograph of a screaming woman's entire face. I recognize her. She has dressed up in naked anger. She has straightened her hair. She has brought handmade signs calling me and the board pornographers. For a moment, shame does hang like hot breath. I am not the person she is screaming at. I sort of know her because I teach her teenagers. The board called the FBI, so they hear her too. It's strange to think of her as concerned for education since her mind won't logic. I want to show her that I also want to do right by them, by the students who ignore me too. I don't want to offend her, but she is already deeply offended by ideas and words and sentences in the books in the library, because I am not a resident, but only the teacher. I do not get to speak, but every day I tell her kids what I know, that I care, that they learn. I forgive them for not meeting me with the same. St. Francis suggests I wear their apathy like a loose garment. Like good girls, the woman and I both love America. But it is only she who sleeps, dreaming she has done all that God wants her to do. No more the color purple, no lesbianism, no incest. She has stopped the asking of pronouns. She has saved the children from feeling bad about being white. Like a good American, she has protested the real virus. She has identified the problem. The problem is me, who keeps undermining her values. In that, there is rest. This one is for Amy Lee, who heard me read it last time when Matt and Scott hosted. So there is, I mean, it's ridiculous, but they've been trying to fire me at least twice. Okay, I used to teach a women's studies course in high school. Amy Lee. Women's studies, the hearing. It's all oppression, oppression, oppression. Where is the other side? This is not an activism class. What were you trying to do? Incite the girls to bully? Why didn't you confront them? Are you a Marxist? Anti-Christian? The community pays you. You're entrusted with their children. And you bring up gender ambiguity? You who gave you the right to have such open discussions about controversial topics. Can't you see how irresponsible this is? What does any of it have to do with the course? You permitted students to talk about another student while he wasn't there. How could you have allowed them to say what they said? Do you know what due process is? You let them speculate about retribution. You suggested a lack of care on the district's part. You disrupted the normal day. You encouraged doubts about our protocol. You should have redirected all conversations toward the day's objectives. A 30-year high school teacher should know how to squash the rumor mill and gossip circles. What were you thinking? Class is not a support group for victims of sexual harassment. Didn't you think someone in the class might have been friends with the student they were disparaging? There has been a violation of student rights, an interruption to the learning, a disruption to education. You are not qualified to allow the students to talk about upsetting incidences that occurred at the dance. Outrageous. Not age appropriate. There's been a tsunami of complaints. CNN, New York Times, one-sided, biased, political articles freely available to the students. We told you not to make this class political, but this, the pyramid of white supremacy, can't you see how offensive this is? What if it said female instead of white? Do you know how many students are white in our school? The school board is aware of your unacceptable and inappropriate material. From now on, you will teach women in the military without rape. You will teach women in STEM without rape. You will teach women in civil rights without white supremacy or rape. You will teach women in the workplace without sexual harassment or pay disparity. The Title IX coordinator will not visit your classroom. She is busy. You will teach motherhood, but not abortion. You will teach health, but not the body, or socialized medicine, or abortion, or birth control, and certainly not ambiguous genitalia. We had intended to fire you, but we don't have enough information yet. Can't you see how upsetting this has been for all of us? All made up, all made up. Totally fictional. Mm-hmm. Oh, I have lots of poems. I have lots of poems. Well, let's do. This poem is called The Call. On my birthday, my mother calls me. I'm working on it. The call. Before the hour of my birth, she calls, our tradition. You are not born yet, she teases, not until 10 in the morning. Every year, this talk, and a gift of a skirted suit. Until college, my brother and I called her Mamina, little mama, to distinguish her from her mother-in-law, who also had children calling for her from another room. Am I too old for this? A story from my mother. I try not to want it too much. I'm 55. I listen with only some of my heart. I don't want to make her uncomfortable when I ask her what she remembers her mother. Your grandmother was happy that you were born. No infant ever was cared for better. I think that's what she said. She says so. She has said so before. It's hard to talk when there's nothing new to say. We step on each other's words so we are practiced at repeating. Your grandmother came to the hospital with a neighbor. That neighbor, you know who, stole her bus fare. We step on each other's words so often, we are practiced at not listening. Poor mama. Maybe she meant all mothers. I don't know. It seems polite not to make too much of all this. I practice managing my emotions. Villa Gioia, a nice name for a clinic, right? What is she saying to me? I don't remember the doctor's name, but he did tell me that I'd do better next time. We will call again and again until the hour of our deaths, and we will pretend to misunderstand. Okay. All right, we've got just enough time for one little poem. Let's see if I can find it. It's about divorce, which I've had experience with many times. It's nor here nor there. It's a big deal. All right, let's see, where the heck did I put it? So I have a manuscript. One is called Consider Teaching. Very sarcastic. Then the other one is called The True Marriage of Noses. Okay, guess what? I can't find it, but I do have this one. So this is a poem called Babo Laughs. Now, who is Babo? Babo was the handmaiden, a goddess, a minor goddess for, Persephone's daughter, or mother, Demeter. So Demeter's very, very sad. And so Balbo, what she does is she takes off her shirt to make her laugh. And it makes her laugh. So Balbo laughs. If you must be such a bear, then do it this way. Your soft paw on my thigh, and here on my belly swell. And here, where a necklace dips to swim, play. Let me catch the scruff of your neck. Let me chew. Do we embarrass the children? We two old nudes? Let's drag our asses dimpled across the bone moon. Risk the crumbling of spines. Follow murmurs down to where fur and skin grow thin. Fine, fuck it. Debates are beside the point of any good time. This life, we have it. What's more to say? We've been without each other long enough. Haven't we gotten spiritual these recent days? It's been a mean dodgeball game. Maybe death forgives a few at the end. Until then, let's live instead and with open legs, smocks overhead. Draw back the robe, moon the sky with the verb. Sun with me, you plotting creature, plotting schemes. The first time I saw my mother laugh, I was 21. I sliced a pear and flew a slice in the air and into that old Italian woman's glass of wine. Winter can be over like that. A warm wind tongues us together, melts the snow into rivers in the spring of a new country. Thank you.